98.1 KZE. MK with you. We've got Al Olander in the studio for the first time in a while. Welcome back.
Thank you, MK. I'm really glad to be here with you.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Bringing Valentine's Day back to Kingston, February 7th.
February 7th, our third year.
Is that next Friday?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Listeners, it is so soon. It is so soon. 11 days. Who's counting?
How do you feel? Do you feel ready?
You know, I'm glad that no one can see my lip trembling and my hands shaking and my knee shaking. But yeah, I do feel I have such an amazing team working with me. So I do feel ready.
Does it still get nerve-wracking? I mean, you've been a professional musician for a long time. You just did some awesome tours. You played with Shovels and Rope for like a year and a half or something.
Like it.
Yeah.
You calling me a professional musician makes me feel so good, MK. So
how you know that this is true?
Well, it makes me feel really good. I like to hear you say it. I do get nervous. I get good nerves because I really want people to have a good time at the show and feel a part of it and feel connected. And I want to, it's much like a first date. I want to impress whoever's there and have them feel the magic that I feel singing songs. So I definitely get nervous.
Yeah.
I do some, no particular exercises, but I do some breathing and try to drink water.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Valentine's Day is also, it's a lot of pressure. It's, we were trying to come up with the word for like a thing, like a cool event that happens every year. Annual is not the word.
No, it's something, right? What is it?
It's like, but it's become this staple event in Kingston that happens in February, and everybody's excited for it. It's at the Old Dutch Church, and you know, you created this. What was the original concept? How did you come up with Valentine's Day?
You know, February is a dark, cold month sometimes, and we wanted something that felt, we wanted to do a show in February, we knew that, and we thought, what is something we could do that's romantic and fun and brings some life? And I love a pun. Is it a pun? Allentown's Day. My name is Al, for everybody listening. And we just thought, oh, that could be fun. We could do sort of like a Valentine's thing. And we just ran with it. And it's been so, it gives me something to look forward to in the doldrums of winter when it's dark and I need something to look forward to. So
yeah.
That was how it was birthed.
It's got a bit of like a concept or a theme behind it, right?
Yes. So the first year was very, you know, Valentine's-esque. Last year was everybody wore blue, and this year we're doing Sweethearts of the Rodeo. So that means cowboy boots and fringe and suede and leather and denim and belt buckles and boots. And we want it to be a real saloon. Emphasis on Al. Saloon. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
So if you're coming to the show, dress up in theme.
Please. It would make me so happy, and I would feel less silly if you would also please dress up in your best cowgirl, cowboy, cow person wear.
And the band, you got a full band playing, and they're all going to be dressed in theme?
I have a full band, James Felice, Amanda Brooklyn, David Lismy, Nick Kinsey, and Aubrey Haddard, with some special guests, also Jules Olson, Abigail Dempsey from Philly, and we're all dressed up, and it's going to be a real hoot.
That's a hell of a band.
Right?
Yeah.
Even saying it out loud, I was like, oh, what do I have to worry about?
It's like an all-star band.
It's an all-star band. I agree, MK. It's an all-star band. And they're all folks that I've played with before. And you might have seen Aubrey last year as one of my special guests. And we lassoed her. Sorry. To be in the band.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Nicely this is the first done. Date I told you.
Nicely done. Sidetracking just a little bit.
Please.
The last time I saw Aubrey Haddard was I went to see Benny Sings in the city, and she was singing with Benny Sings. And I was like, holy moly, that's Aubrey. I know that girl.
What can Aubrey, question for the listeners, what can Aubrey Haddard not do? Because Aubrey shreds on guitar, is a multi-instrumentalist, such a talented singer, and a really, really cool person. So I feel very, very lucky to have her in the band this year.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Al Olander is my guest if you're just joining us. Valentine's Day is next Friday, February 7th, at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. Cowboy, cowgirl, Sweethearts of the Rodeo?
Rodeo, yeah.
Love that.
Saloon, very, yes.
And tickets are on sale now.
They're on sale at allentines.com. We bought that.
Ooh.
Yeah, allentines.com.
So that's a commitment. This is you saying, we're going to do this every year.
Folks, we got a billboard.
We got a billboard.
We got a billboard for this event. I am taking this very seriously.
Yeah, the first time I saw the billboard driving back down 28, I cracked up. It's so good.
I laughed so hard when I saw it for the first time. It's 10 by 20 feet. It's 10 by 22 feet. It's giant. And it made me laugh. Who knew you could get a billboard if you really commit to an event?
Yeah. More people should do this.
Agreed. If anybody wants any recommendations on how to do it, you can email me, please.
Yeah. Valentine's Day is Friday, February 7th. How do you feel about Valentine's Day? Are you like a Valentine's person? Is this sort of an anti-Valentine's thing?
Definitely not anti-Valentine's. I am all romance about everything. So sure, give me the big corporate holiday. I don't mind. I love when they make those little Reese cups in the shape of a heart. I love those.
Yeah.
I love anything love.
I'm with you. I love themed candy.
Me too. I love themed candy. I don't care about the Hallmark of it all, but I just love celebrating love, and a lot of my songs are love, and I love the heartbreak thing where we can be anti-Valentine's Day, but it's just, I don't know. I love having a crush.
Yeah.
Do you like, isn't having a crush the best feeling?
So fun.
It's so fun.
And this is why, like, you know, we develop celebrity crushes so much, I think, because that's a harmless way to do it.
Yeah.
You
know?
Who's
your celebrity crush right now?
Oh, who is my Luigi?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the honest answer.
No one can see, but the arm just like, MK's arm just sort of lifted. Luigi.
I was trying to think. I'm like, I want to be honest about this. And like, I haven't really been like following a lot of celebrity news lately.
Yeah.
And yeah, like the hottie that I think about who I don't know is Luigi Mangione.
My celebrity crush is Julia Fox because she just did an interview where she said that mayo is back in for 2025, and I love mayonnaise. So sorry to tell everyone this. And I thought, that is my crush right now. Bleached eyebrows, blonde short hair, and that mayo is back in for 2025.
I have a lot of respect for her.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
I think both of our celebrity crushes are really, really good.
Very
really
valid. Yeah.
And wait, one more question, MK. My question for you, do you think that Dave Franco playing Luigi in the biopic will be the right casting?
Here's the thing. Okay. I hate biopics.
Okay.
I think all biopics are trash. This is my honest opinion.
I don't even like a biopic. There's not a biopic I like. So, okay, sorry, Dave Franco, if you're listening.
It's a solid casting choice. I just think that biopics are inherently corny, and I think the only good one is Walk Hard.
I love Walk Hard. And also, everybody can start brainstorming of who would play me in my biopic. Maybe Julia Fox.
Maybe Julia Fox. That would be wild. Is she older than you, perhaps?
Yes.
That would be a wild choice.
But I am also, maybe, how old is she? She could either be, Julia Fox could be 27 or 45, and I would love both of those.
Yeah, actually, I could really see this because the other biopic that I respect is the Weird Al one with Daniel Radcliffe.
I didn't see that one.
It's insane, and that's the way a biopic should be done, and that would be Julia Fox playing you.
And I'm also sort of Weird Al because I'm Al.
You are Weird Al. Do you ever write song parodies?
I love, now MK and I are just on a date, and everybody else that's listening right now, I hope you're enjoying this. Do I write parodies? Yes, I write jingles and parodies and silly songs, and I'm a clown.
Yeah,
I am a total clown, so yes, I would say that James Felice hears a lot of my parodies at our house.
Tell me a little bit, before I make you play us a song, about Valentine's Day as a show. It's a full band show. Is there, you know, because I know you like to connect with your audience. Is there like an interactive component to it?
Yes. You know, I like Valentine's Day because it's sort of if you know type thing. But I do have some sing-along parts for the audience this year. And I have some potentially some dancing stuff. No, and no one has to do anything, but I have some ways that I want the audience to be a part of this show. And I'm really excited I love to include the audience in the show. So definitely some singing. Everybody do your warm-ups, sing through your straw.
And it's in a church, so it's going to sound beautiful.
Oh, the old Dutch church has the best sound. We love Pastor Rob for having us, and it's such a special place. It really is my favorite place to sing, and I can't wait to sing some three-part harmony and some big band stuff and some solo stuff, all the things.
Valentinesday.com, is that correct?
Valentines.com. Yes, or alolander.com. That's my full website, and you can see some exciting tour dates coming up. And
Well, I want to ask you about some music stuff, but first, would you like to play us a song?
Yes, I would like to play you a song. I've never played this, so I'm a little nervous in a good way.
I'm thrilled to be the debut. Thank you for bringing it to KZE.
It's a true honor to do so. Okay, should I do it now?
Fire it up. I'm going to turn your reverb back up.
Okay. Thank you.
98.1 KZE, Al Olander is my guest in the studio, gracing us with a brand new song. That's so beautiful.
Oh, thanks. It's a brand new song. You know, I was only shaking like a category, whatever, earthquake, whatever it is. Yeah, it was really fun to premiere it here. So yeah. Thanks. It's called Fun, in parentheses, While It Lasted.
Fun While It Lasted. And this is off an upcoming album?
Yes, album. I'm so sorry. Yes, I will have a new record out soon. We are still finishing it, but we have 8 songs finished, and that's one of them. And it feels really good, and I know it's taking a while, and we have this pressure on us as musicians to get the sophomore record out, and I'm really trying to make it happen. But
I think it's actually a more punk rock stance to say, I'm not going to turn out content just to turn out content. I'm going to put out music when I feel moved to put out music, and I'm going to make it really good because it's, you know, it's done authentically and not just like pushed out.
I really appreciate that perspective because there is so much pressure, and it's sort of pressure from no one, yourself. It's why do we need to have a timeline? But I don't like to sit on the songs, but I'm just trying to honestly just get it finished, and it's hard when you're touring 10 months of the year, but yeah. I have some downtime, and I'm feeling really excited for everyone to listen, to hear the new songs, and to learn the words and tell me what they think, and I'm really proud of the first record. So
are there going to be some new songs at Allentine's Day this year?
Yes, so many new songs. The set list is written, you know, for now. Sometimes it changes, but we have some really fun country covers, and we have some really fun full band new songs, some oldies, and I'm really excited.
Awesome. Yeah. Al Olander, my guest in the studio. It's so good to have you on, dude. Thanks for coming in.
MK, thank you for having me. It's always so, so much fun. I love to talk to you about apples, which we did last time. We talked about apples the whole time.
I remember that. Yeah. And I remember you giving me a hard time because I like to eat Granny Smiths, and I didn't know that was a weird take.
And you know what? I actually completely love you for it. I've changed the stance, and I love something sour especially. We need to feel something in these hard times, so
absolutely.
It's good to get a little tang. But it was such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for having me.
Allentine's Day next Friday, allentines.com, or, of course, just look up Al Olander's socials. Go to the show. It's going to be an amazing time, and wear your rodeo finery. We've got your community bulletin board now, and more local music up next from Laura Zarugian.